Welcome to Drunk Disney Presents The Dark Ride, a Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not-so-favorite attractions, catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. My name is Ryan, and I'm here with my co-host Adrian. We are two diehard fans of the House of Mouse, and we started the show because we know that y'all people like this stuff too.
Cool people.
Well, I was trying to not just be like...
Oh, uncool people like this stuff too.
Uncool people too, and I feel like I've been like very... Like
judgy towards uncool,
like
people.
Uncool people.
We love the uncool people too.
Yeah, I feel like I might be one of them sometimes, most of the
same.
Time. Maybe today. Anyways, all of us people, we like this stuff too. So we're here to normalize all of us adulting Disney files and have some beverages while we're at it. And now that that's out of the way, we're doing an overlay anthem. It's the holiday season, which means that what is normal is no longer good enough. We need to overlay our houses to look like sparkly forests, and Disney overlays mansions with Burtons, bears with luau's, and jungles with jingles. So which ones are jolly and which ones are folly? Let's get some drinks and find out. Holiday.
I love that song.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Rye.
How are you?
I'm doing jolly.
Oh, well then, this is a perfect episode for you, because we're doing the jollies and the follies today.
Oh, okay.
This is part of our winter wonderland of shorter shows.
Shorter shows. You know,
where we're going to just talk about some stuff that's in the Disney world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we've been doing for years.
Yeah, but this one's like, you know, ride overlay specific. Okay. Holiday ride overlay specific.
Right.
Winter ride holiday specific.
Yeah, we're going to...
we're not going to do any kind of spooky stuff. Well, maybe like one spooky thing, but that's also because it's Christmassy as well.
That's the age-old question. Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie?
Oh, it's a Christmas movie.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But some people swear it's a Halloween movie. I'm like, no, it's about a man discovering Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely. I mean, is The Grinch a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? See? Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving special.
It is a Thanksgiving special. We're coming into the holiday season, Thanksgiving.
We're in it, man.
Christmas.
It's all of it.
It's the
most wonderful time of the year.
I can smell it in the air in New York.
You smell the tapioca?
It's not just the bums. this is kind of like an at the bar where it's midday.
It's one of those like
we're
quickie.
Having our little eggnog.
Having our eggnog minus the nog.
Yeah.
Just eggs.
Just drinking eggs. We're just today's all about the H2O. We're hydrating.
Yeah, we're drinking some water, and you should too.
One of these days, we're gonna get back to the booze, but it's a busy time of year, and
there's a lot of booze this time of year.
There's a ton of booze this time of year. I think that we're all having enough of it outside of the podcast life, where we can take a break during the
podcast.
If
you live in New York City, or probably any city, like between Thanksgiving and Christmas is just a full-on shit show.
Oh, yes.
It's like you walk on the streets, everyone's like, you know, puking. And
oh, yeah, SantaCon,
it's just
a bunch of degenerates.
Oh, it's jolly holiday.
I think if we do our math right, ba-ba-dee-ba-da, happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Yeah.
Hope you're watching, the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, you have to, right?
With your family, and you're enjoying... what's your favorite Thanksgiving food or dessert?
I think it's the... and I make it myself.
Oh, wow.
It was probably why I make it, because I don't think anyone else would, but I like the sweet potato with the marshmallows.
Okay,
all right. Sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows. It's old school.
We're both potato peoples, so yeah. I do my family's mashed potatoes. I do a very good mashed potato.
Oh, okay. Like the real mash.
Oh, yeah. I spend time just, you know, smashing those potatoes.
Oh, nice. I use the hand mixer.
Oh, oh, well then, you know, maybe I've been doing it wrong.
I like the consistency. I like the smoother consistency. But I mean, I really love turkey. Like
you got to get a ricer if you want the that smooth consistency.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Thanks, Chef.
This is what Ramsey told me.
I like the exact same Thanksgiving dinner on Christmas Day. Like
really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, get the fuck out of here with that. I want diversity in my holiday meals.
No, I love Thanksgiving, like, food.
So you guys do, like, a turkey for Christmas?
Yep.
And stuffing and same cranberry sauce thing. And all that.
Play it again, Sam.
Okay, so you get your practice out about a month earlier.
We have a smaller Christmas than we do a Thanksgiving, so it's, like, a smaller size of it.
Yeah, well, all the turkeys are gone.
They're gone. Yeah. You just get the breast. You just buy the breast.
You only have the child turkeys until next year when they become full-grown adults and you can eat them again.
That's disturbing. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We're thankful for you.
Very thankful for you. We're more thankful when you write in. It gives me a target to be thankful for instead of just a broad
term. We need a North Star here, guys.
Yeah, so be my North Star. Write into us at drunkdistory@gmail.com. And or slide into Adrian's DMs and say nice things.
Yes, please.
And I think we're gonna do overlays at kind of just like Disney parks in general. Most of them are at
between Magic Disney World Kingdom. And Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of them happen elsewhere as well, but
we're gonna stick with the nine that are the most popular, and rank them.
Yeah, and so we'll just kind of go through, and we'll talk about them, and then we'll rank them out together.
Let's do it.
Like how we do our quick service stuff.
Let's do it.
Okay, first up, Jingle Cruise. Jungle Navigation Company has a queue that's been decorated for the holidays, creating makeshift holiday decorations from materials on hand or using whatever, you know, is around the skippers. They're, like, apparently very crafty. They're doing a lot of crafts, arts and crafts in the back.
Yeah.
And there's, like, letters to Santa that are hung and chalkboard messages to offer, you know, a place to voice New Year's resolutions. And so it's kind of just like an office setting, but for the skippers and, you know, done as the Jungle Cruise can only do. And then on the ride themselves, the script has been fully overlaid with holiday jokes. All those dad jokes, you know, are coming in real hot with the when it's skippers and holidays together.
Yeah.
And then, like, spread throughout the jungle is Christmas cargo and decorations that have gone all over the jungles of America. The rivers of America.
Jungles of America.
the jungles of America in Florida. The rivers of the jungles of the world. It started in 2013 in both American parks, and in 2017 it switched over to be just a Magic Kingdom exclusive.
Mm.
And, I don't know. I think it's really fun just because I think that the ride in general is really fun.
I think it's a great overlay, and the fact that it's available at all times, I think it's one of the only ones at Magic Kingdom that is not a party exclusive.
Yeah.
I think it's great. They don't close the ride down extensively to do
that
it.
That part I am very appreciative of, is that it's a very quick overlay.
Yeah. Well, they say the difference, too, with, like, I mean, and when we go through this list, we'll see this. Like, Disneyland has, like, they essentially change rides with their overlays for the holiday season. It can't be done as much in Disney World because Disney World is more of a vacation destination. If this is somebody's once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World,
yeah,
like, Haunted Mansion goes down for almost, like, 2 months when they do that overlay. They can't have Haunted Mansion down for that long. And also, like, they want people
on purpose, because they do have it down that long quite often.
On purpose, yeah. So that's something to keep in mind. Next up, we got a real dog, the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
This is only during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. You'll see, like, fun Christmas decor. Like, there's a lot of these, like, big lights.
Fun, I'm putting in quotation marks.
Yeah, I am too. And you can hear the tone of my voice. They're very, like, muted tones, and they're just sort of, like, thrown on the lawn.
They're very your neighbor Greg's house.
Right.
Like, and you're driving by your neighbor Greg's house.
Yeah.
That's maybe a more emotionally evocative and
Greg
magical experience than doing this
speech. It's definitely something that someone named Greg would do.
Oh, yes.
And it's strange that it's only available during the Christmas party. Like, why not just keep it on?
Well, it's like it's that like the decorations are there. It's just
they
the just lights
turn them off.
Yeah, like the lights aren't. They, like it's, that it's just like a, you know, a cutout of a Christmas tree or a box without lights.
It's annoying because it's not that great to be like, we're saving this for the party, for the ticket holders.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know what they should do during that to like plus it up?
Mm-hmm.
Is like pump in like radio
Christmas
music.
Jams in the cars.
Yeah.
100%.
Totally.
That would just be next.
Fucking Bob. Bob, will you start listening to us? Please.
Jesus.
Next up, we've got Monster Inc. Laugh Floor. You know, it's just like a switch out of jokes. They've got more, like, holiday-related jokes.
Yeah.
You and I did this at a Christmas party, mm-hmm. and I got made fun of a lot. It was adorable.
Yeah. Well, it's all part of the fun.
Yeah, making fun of me is, you know, part of the day.
Speaking of the Haunted Mansion, over in Disneyland, we've got the Haunted Mansion Holiday. This is an attraction at Disneyland and Tokyo Disneyland. It blends the settings and characters of the original Haunted Mansion with those of the 1993 film The Nightmare Before Christmas. Taking inspiration from the movie, the attraction retells the story of Jack Skellington as Sandy Claus, and he's visiting the Haunted Mansion on Christmas Eve and leaving holiday chaos in his wake. The Haunted Mansion Holiday takes place shortly after the events of the film. It conjoins with The Nightmare of Christmas, where Jack is trying to recreate his own twisted Christmas in a Halloween-style overlay in the movie. Now discovers the Haunted Mansion, home to the 999 happy haunts, and deciding to spread joy to the mansion's gloomy residents for the holidays. Jack and his creepy crew from Halloween Town bring hundreds of Jack's original evil Christmas presents and decorations to the manor and deck the haunting grounds for a thrilling and chilling holiday for the grim, grooming ghosts inhabiting the abandoned house. This is probably one of the most involved of the holiday overlays and is full of animatronics. The mansion typically closes for 2.5 weeks in late August, so it can be converted into Haunted Mansion Holiday. The overlay attraction is opened from September through early January before it's closed again to remove the overlay.
It's the only bummer about it.
Sure. I mean, when I experienced this, I was shocked. It's like a totally different...
Like the depth of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's the biggest of these overlays, right? Like, it's...
It's a new ride.
Yeah. And it's got, like, a whole story. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, built to it, which
it's
I...
so
I
well
like.
Done.
Yeah. You know, I've never experienced it. I've always wanted to. One day I will.
It was the first time I ever experienced the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland was as this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was
Well, it's better because I think our Haunted Mansion is the better one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you could see this one in its best state because it's, you know,
sure.
new and improved, all the better. It's happening right now. You know, go get your butts over to Anaheim.
Sure.
Experience it along with the 3-hour wait. the real scary part of this. But yeah, I agree with you from what we were saying before. This is a Christmas thing, not so much a Halloween thing.
Yeah.
I like that it's able to last for like half the year for them though. Like, you know, that it, not half the year, like a quarter of the year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go in through all that effort, you know?
Sure.
Okay, next up we have Space Mountain. Yeah, there's like a bunch of these overlays that they do that are low-hanging fruit, cheap overlays. So this is going to have holiday music. It's going to have projections.
Yeah.
It's going to have, you know, projections on the outside, which is nice.
It's fun, though. Have you experienced it?
No.
Okay. It's not, like you said, it's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
But... It is fun to be in Space Mountain with red and green lights and Christmas music.
Sure.
So, and like these are things that you and I will be like, why can't they just? Well, here they just.
Yes. Yeah, this is the low-hanging fruit that should be.
Yeah.
It would be better if, like, you know, during the whole season it was this instead of, you know.
You mean like at night it changed to like a...
Just the holiday party, you know, thing. So it's like...
Oh, yeah. You know, it's oh, like, yeah, yeah. That part does suck, yeah.
You know, it would be nice if it was like, you know,
Sure.
Maybe it's just at night. You know, just like at night. There's during the day where you can experience it as it originally was intended, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the last 3 hours that the park is open, it changes over to be the holiday.
I feel like you would enjoy this.
I'm sure I would. It's one of my favorite rides of all time.
I know. So. You're Mr. Space.
I love being spacey.
Next, we got one of my favorite rides, the Mad Tea Party. It takes you on a spin to the set of the... set to the 12 Days of Christmas, and sometimes they have projections and lighting effects. They do this, like, I think they do this better in the Halloween season when mm-hmm. they make it a little bit, because
you've talked about it a lot, where it's they turn it into a bop.
They get a little nutty there, and like that's one of those things that I think should be all year long. Like, I think at nighttime, the Mad Tea Party should turn a little mad.
Yeah,
sure. This, it's like it goes a little mad, but I don't know if it's so much as effective, because it's like 12 Days of Christmas, like,
yeah,
it's just kind of, you just, it's just the tea party.
Yeah, I mean, like, they should just like blow snow at you, you know, like have it so that it's a snowball party.
I was thinking that, like, maybe it should just be like decorated a little bit different. Like, maybe the, I don't know if it's possible for them to do that, but like the tea set should just look like a Christmas tea set or something.
Yeah, I'm sure they could put snow on them.
Or just like a decal. Like, can't they overlay the decal and they put like a peel and stick, make the teacups look like that Christmas tea set that they've got in Epcot?
Sure, yeah.
I think that would be cute. But they're not going to do that because that would take some planning.
Okay, next up, Alien Swirling Saucers. Pretty similar to the Mad Tea Party. We're going to add music. It's going to, you know, I don't even know if this one has, like, full-on lights. I think it's just the music.
It's very similar to the teacups. It's just, like, the music changes.
I think that it's just the music, and maybe, like, the lights have, like, a little bit more green and red. It's pretty low.
It's very low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they changed the name to Alien Swirling, like...
Saucers of Milk for Rudolph.
Saucers of Milk and Cookies.
Yeah.
And it was more like... They just went a little... They just need to... Just 10% more.
Throw cookies at people while
like,
they're
or you get a cookie when you leave or something. Like, it's like Alien Swirlers milk. You get a little milk and cookies. I don't know.
You know that I love free cookies, so I'm in.
There would be a line if they gave anything away for free.
Well, that'd be the first time this thing had a line.
I'm saying.
The day it was opened.
I'm saying.
Okay.
So we go from that to something that truly blew my mind when I saw it. It's a Small World Holiday. Since 1997, Disneyland has featured It's a Small World Holiday during the end of the year, Christmas and holidays. This attraction is closed in late October to receive a temporary holiday decorations inside and outside and reopens in early November before the start of the busy holiday tourist season. It stays open until late January and closes to remove the overlay. The attraction is the same boat voyage, but instead of playing It's a Small World, the children sing Jingle Bells and Deck the Halls. They added three new scents to it, and it's got like a peppermint gingerbread scent. It's a complete another one, completely different ride, and an act like you're actually what I thought when I first of all when you see it from the outside, you're just like,
I mean, it's stunning without the amazing colored lights, and then with the colored lights, it's like, what?
I remember waiting in line, just being like, I don't want the line experience then, because you just get closer and closer to that exterior, that pink colors and everything that's like, and it's just so unbelievably magical.
You experience Small World in Disneyland, and it makes you so angry
at
the Florida version. Furious.
It's difficult because it's rainy in Florida, so they can't have so much exterior like they have in Disneyland. It's so much better. But this was like, I felt like as a Christmas fan, you just feel like you're going through a boat ride through, like, Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, they do Jingle Bells and Deck the Hall. Great. But there was a missed opportunity. If it's a small, why not Joy to the World?
Oh, for sure.
Joy to the World should have really been the song, because it's, like, Small World, Joy to the World. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's my only criticism, but it was one of the most incredible things I've ever experienced.
Yeah, I've done, you know, I'm against watching ride-through videos, mm-hmm. but I've done this one.
Ugh.
And it's great. It's very...
I would say when I, like I said, the first time I went to Disneyland, it was in the Christmas season. So I only, this is the first time I experienced Disney World, Small World, as this. And it was by far my favorite thing I experienced the entire day. Like, I was like, what is this? Why don't we live near this park?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I like that they're pumping in smells, Christmas smells from around the world. So, like, they have peppermint gingerbread, which is a Christmas smell that, you know, we're used to. But they also have cherry blossoms in Asia and cinnamon in South America and coconuts in the South Seas. Cool. Which I think they have regularly anyways.
Okay. But still cool. Yeah. It's still cool.
So cool. Next up, we have Country Bears Christmas Special. And so, like, this one no longer exists, but I love it, so we're going to talk about it.
I didn't even know about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to look it up.
There's been a few overlays for Country Bears. Yeah. Country Bears has this, and then they also have a holiday vacation special where they, like, wear, like, Hawaiian T-shirts and shit. I think that one's still going on in one of the Asian parks, maybe in Japan.
Wow.
Yeah. Not positive on that. But in 1984, Disney Imagineers created the Country Bears Christmas Special. The show debuted at Disneyland and the Magic Kingdom. And in the winter of 1984, marking the first time that an attraction at any of the Disney theme parks was ever to receive a seasonal
overlay. Oh, this is the first overlay.
This is the first. The original. The OG. Interesting. The show later premiered in Tokyo Disneyland as Jingle Bell Jamboree. And the Disneyland version continued to play every holiday season until the year 2000 when it shut down altogether.
I wonder why they did this.
Walt Disney World, I guess, continued to play it every holiday season until 2005, even though I don't remember ever experiencing it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Did Mama whoop Little Buford over the holidays or no?
So Mama stops whooping Buford for a little while. Okay. And Trixie, I think, was not turned on by the guys who turned her down any longer. They did have some songs, all new songs, Christmas and winter songs, including Hibernation Blues, Deck the Halls, Rock and Roll Santa by Liver Lips, McGowell, and Gomer.
Oh yes.
Hungry as a Bear, Another New Year by my boy Big Al, and my favorite, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sung by Max, Buff, and Melvin, which are the reindeer and the elk and the bison that are
I love them. Yeah.
It's funny to me that a reindeer would be singing about it mounted on the wall. That's our list of overlays.
We have nine overlays.
So we're going to rank them as far as what's the best and best to worst.
We did last time worst to best. So you want to continue that tradition?
Sure. Let's start with the stinker.
I went with Tomorrowland Speedway.
I met you there. All
cheers.
Right. Cheers to us both knowing that that one sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's at number nine. Next up at number eight, I did Mad Tea Party.
I did Alien Swirling Saucers.
So I did Alien Swirling Saucers next, and I actually have an arrow saying either way.
Oh, my next is teacups. So.
Okay, cool. So
we're basically the same.
We're the same so far.
Yeah.
Number six.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I think we're going to have a very similar list.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor for me as well.
I think this is where we're going to differ, because I have a feeling you're going to bring this one a little higher.
Well, I have Space Mountain for number five.
I have Country Bears. I didn't experience it. I watched it, but I have Space Mountain for number four.
Okay, that's fine. I have Jingle Cruise for number four.
Okay, I have Jingle Cruise for number three.
And that's where I'm putting the bears.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your number two?
Number two. So this is, I was wondering like how we were going to do this, how we were going to differ, but I have a feeling...
You think?
That we might have met on similar terms, because for number two, I have Haunted Mansion Overlay.
Okay, great, we did.
Which it shocked myself, but...
I'm shocked about that with you, too. Yeah. I thought you were going to be doing that as number one.
I think that I get mad that it shuts down fully for the length of time as an attraction that I would want to go on.
Yeah.
And with Small World, if it shut down, it wouldn't bother me at all. This is only plussing it. Like, it's only making it better, because I wouldn't experience it other ways.
Sure.
Otherwise. But this one, I definitely would want to experience and would be let down if it wasn't open. So, yeah.
Small World for me has to be number one, because even though Haunted Mansion is incredible, they do a whole new ride. Mm-hmm. Small World...
It's the magic.
It's the magic. And they made that ride better, and I cannot say that for any other one on this list. Yeah. Like, some of them, they, Jingle Cruise, it's the same as Jungle Cruise. It's they kept,
it's the same thing, yeah.
And, like, Haunted Mansion is always good, whether it's Haunted Mansion or if it's Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But Small World, it can stink sometimes.
It's true.
And this is, like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, like, showstopper. It yeah. makes it the centerpiece of the park at the holidays, in my opinion.
I would agree.
I'd take this over the little castle lit up.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know that it would feel the same way in Florida, though, because it's less of like a showpiece, you know?
It's not a showpiece. We don't have the exterior. Mm-hmm. To go in there and look at it wouldn't... They could do something like this on maybe the Chinese theater.
Yes.
You know, like something that has like a really strong exterior.
They used to do... What was the... oh, man, I'm going to butcher the name of it. It was some family... thing of lights, and was that Epcot,
the Osborne.
The Osborne. Oh,
that was insane.
Lights.
That was,
yeah.
Anybody that experienced that is so heartbroken that that's gone.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Me and my sister experienced it once, and it was the last year that it was in existence.
Oh.
And we were like, are you, and we talked to people that were like standing around next to us that were like, this is our tradition every year to come to this. We come to this, and we are so heartbroken. Because this is the most magical thing we've ever seen.
Right?
And, yeah, it was... Because they had to get rid of the place for Toy Story and Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
So...
Lame.
They do have a version of it at...
they used to do one at Epcot, too. Like...
Similar, but nothing.
Like all these arches that had, like, lights and stuff
sure.
like that.
Sure. I think they do this now at the Make-A-Wish Village. They do a similar, okay. like, light thing. I mean, this was, like... It was on the streets... of America, so it just felt insane.
I would love to see, like, you know how there's that Star Wars Christmas special that's, like,
yeah,
like, you know, lampooned yeah. by everybody who's ever yeah. seen it? If they, like, took some of that and then did it in Galaxy's Edge, you know, like a decorated, I don't know.
It gets some kitchen.
Blue milk
Galaxy's
tree.
Edge takes itself too seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but for like a couple months, like, let's get kitschy.
Let's get kitschy.
Yeah.
Star Wars is like...
Kitschy in the kitchen.
Yeah.
With Ryan and Adrian.
Have fun.
It's a new show for us.
Kitschy in the kitchen. Well, we really came in very similar with this list because I think it's right.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're definitive and yeah. it's correct. And if you didn't think so, you should write to us and tell us. You can get to us at drunkdistory@gmail.com. Please, you know, we're presented by us every week.
By us. the show is presented by us. Yeah. It's produced by us. It's written by us. It's starring us.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nobody else involved here. It's just me and Adrian.
We fired Mike, producer Mike, and it's just us.
Oh,
couldn't
Mike.
Afford him. He was out of the budget. He yeah. wanted a raise.
Yeah, and we were like, we don't make any money. So good luck with your raise, bud. we're available every Wednesday on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're getting podcasts. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, listening to beautiful sounds outside of our window.
It never
in New
fails.
York City.
The New York ambiance is free of charge, guys.
Yeah, this is these are the magical sounds of winter in New York. We should maybe do that as a show. Maybe like we talk about the windows of New York.
Oh,
that's kind of like a you know magical Disney-esque.
We should do the sounds thing. Of Disney though. They have all different soundtracks
true.
Throughout the.
That's
parks.
True. That's true. If you would like to give us a show idea, write into us. Give us a quick rating and a review. Those really really help us out. Please, you know, over this holiday season, you're going to be seeing a lot of friends and family. If you like us, then tell them about us because they're not going to know otherwise. And then I get sad.
Yeah. So,
I don't want to have seasonal affective disorder, but...
Not this year.
But
I've had it every other year of my life.
And you guys can help that out by telling your friends. And then make sure you follow us on... our socials, Instagram at The Dark Ride Podcast and TikTok at Drunk Distory. Tons and tons of great theme parks content on both of those. Thanks for joining us. And remember to always keep your kingdom
jolly.
Jolly.